It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, folks. Thanks so much for being here and coming back. So I want to talk about detoxing daily and naturally, because here's my experience. Kind of came up with this idea when I was reading an article in Alternative Medicine, because I have seen people sort of be afraid of detoxing, where they have tried detoxes and they drop off because it's too hard or it's too intense or they don't understand it and they're feeling things like headaches and they're nauseous and they're irritable and and those are, believe me, those things, forget about it. They're incentives to stop doing what you're doing, right? And sometimes if somebody's going through a detox, and I'm going to explain what I think that is, and they're having those symptoms, I'm like, that's just a sign that you need to keep going. I've always said sometimes about forgiveness and detox, there's a little link there, that forgiveness is sort of like a detox, that you're not going to really, really enjoy it until you're through it, okay? Or that detoxing is kind of like a slingshot. There's a little bit of a pulling back. This doesn't feel so great. And then you release and fly. It feels so good. But I think that from what I've learned is that there are ways to simply do this whole detoxification, or let's say assist your detoxification, naturally and daily. That's one of the things that I've decided to do, because I used to hunker in 2 times a year. I would just like button down and I'd go through some crazy process and it would be a life changer. And I certainly, after it was over, was happy, but going through it, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is really quite intense and it's a lot of effort. And I can see why people fall off. That's one of the reasons why I want to talk about this daily detoxing naturally, because I don't want people to fall off when it comes to cleaning their body. And here's the cool thing. Detoxification is something that we have absolutely naturally in our body. There are all sorts of ways that our body treats toxins that it comes into contact with. I saw a great bumper sticker. My parents live in a small lake community in Michigan, and there was a bumper sticker at the local grocery store, which is about, I think, I don't know, maybe 2,000 square feet, and that's about it, and everybody goes there, and they've got little trinkets and hats and groceries and all sorts of stuff, and I love it. It's so cool, but you're checking out, and this bumper sticker says, it was by a local brewery, said that if our beer needed to be filtered, God wouldn't have given us livers. So I thought, well, that's a really, great bumper sticker, and it's a good point, their case for not filtering their beer, because our livers could do it. But that's exactly what happens. We've got blood and lymph and all sorts of things, our liver especially, to manage our white blood cells, all sorts of things to manage these toxins we come into contact with and get them out of our body. We've got all sorts of processes. What happens in our modern day, quite honestly, is that we've got an overall body burden, because we think about plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning products. And I had taken a lovely vacation weekend up to the sort of central coast in California and was driving back, and got a little picture of the air that we breathe all the time. And I was like, wow, I think I actually need to be sort of helping restore myself on a daily basis. So the idea is just the assistance. We want to, sometimes our body gets so burdened by the multitude of toxins in our modern day and certainly chemically dependent society that we are in contact with, that we just need to help it out. It's a little assistance there, right? I think Robert Sapolsky, who wrote the book, Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, he talks about the detoxification process. Hey, if it's functional, it's kind of like two kids on a, it's not a swing set. It's a, oh my gosh, I can't remember what it is. It's a seesaw, you know? Yeah. On the recess, place where it's, you go up and down. And then when it becomes dysfunctional or dysregulated, this detoxification process with too many toxins, it's kind of like two hippopotamuses being on the seesaw. It's like, it could kind of still work, but it's like, ba boom. And then it's like, ba boom. You know, there's just so much going on. So how can we detox naturally and daily? Couple different things. Listen, anything that gets stuff out, there's an old medical term called emunctories. So open your emunctories. So think about it. So through defecation, right? Because we all know stool, moving our bowels, we get out waste products, urination, emoting, perspiration. There are so many things that we can do on a daily basis to facilitate this process. A couple things that I absolutely 100% love. Okay, so every single day, even though our liver, kidneys, intestines, lungs, skin are at work, there are tips that you can do every single day. I love dry skin brushing. So taking a loofah, organic loofah if you can get it, dry, and 5 minutes twice a day towards your heart. So start at your ankles, come on up through your trunk, towards your heart, other side, and then down from your neck, your arms, towards your heart once again. Turning over those dead skin cells and opening up your pores to get things out. Epsom salt baths, salt purges are incredible to get things out. Eating organic fruits and vegetables, healthy fats, lean proteins, unprocessed foods. It's one of the best things to do because you're not contributing to the harm, right? Do no harm. Reduce your exposure when you can. You've got to be able to sweat every day. And that means exercise, folks. Move, move, move. This helps facilitate the detox process naturally and daily. Staying hydrated. A lot of times people are tired. Guess what? Nope. They're thirsty. A lot of times people think that they're hungry. Nope. Mm-mm. They're thirsty. I promise you. I promise you this is what's going on. Stay hydrated. I say at least 10 8-ounce cups of water a day. If you're dealing with chronic fatigue, adrenal dysregulation, I like to push that up to a gallon, and so does my next guest, Jacob Teitelbaum. Eliminate. Try to reduce exposure once again. Beverages like caffeine and soda, coffee, absolutely 100%, and alcohol. These things that you can drink in, right? We're trying to sort of quench our thirst, but it's kind of working against us. Caffeine breaks down ADH. That's our anti-diuretic hormone. Makes us more thirsty, makes us more dehydrated. Alcohol does the same thing. We think we want to settle down at night having a glass of wine, but guess what? It's going to disrupt your sleep. And that's not great for detoxification. Try also adding a wedge of lemon or lime to your water, preferably in the morning, room temperature or warm. Get those digestive juices flowing. The lemon peel, the lime peel actually assists the liver processes of detoxifying all these things that we come in contact with that are passive sometimes, right? That's another tip. You've seen it all over the place, but I've seen it work. Have a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar a day to improve digestion and promote alkalinity. All right, our bodies work better when our blood is like 7.34, 7.45, that right in there, that more alkaline. And a lot of times in our modern day, once again, we've got acidic thoughts, we have acidic foods that we're eating, and this can really help. Fiber. Fiber binds to toxins and pulls it out. 28 grams a day for women, 35 grams a day for men. Sure, there are supplements out there, but gosh, there are so many great, fresh, organic fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes that you can take in, have flavor, have great meals, and fill your fiber, trap those toxins, get them out of your body. Add such great detoxifying foods such as spinach, kale, parsley, cilantro, Swiss chard, dark leafy greens. You can get them, put them in your smoothie in the morning, throw them in that blender, saute them up, do a steam fry, whatever you want, get them in, and not just a little sprinkle. I say the more the merrier with these, okay? A lot of times I say, everything in moderation, including moderation, but not when it comes to leafy greens. Drink herbal teas. Decaf green tea is great. I also love dandelion and burdock root tea. If you like that sort of chicory, strong aroma like coffee, that's going to be great and help your liver. And all right, the other thing and my last thing, reduce sodium, okay? Especially in just regular table salt. Think about going to something more like looks like the bottom of a salt bed, that Himalayan crystal salt, things where you get more minerals, nutrients to support detoxification process. Thank you so much for listening, folks. Detox naturally and daily. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and I thank you so much for being here. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook on Your Radio MD.